Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache. How's everyone doing today? Hi, everyone in the chat, specifically Tamara. Who else is in there now? Is Denise getting there yet? Crystal Bowles, welcome. Welcome, guests. And hi, Erica's mom. Woo, I'm here, Crystal Bowles, Gretna. And welcome everyone that's going to be listening later by iTunes, TuneIn Radio, FM Player, and the other podcast outlets that we're on. We're on quite a bit. Every now and then I get a little write-up, which is nice. Hi everyone that's listening via phone. And if you do have a question or a comment, you want to get on air, you want a reading, please press #1 on your keypad. And that will get you in the queue. So we've got a lot of people calling in. I just want to make sure that you press #1 so that I know that you do have a question or a comment. Or I just may pick you. What the heck? What the hey, right? So, okay, everybody. Second half of the program, we do have Anya Sophia with us talking about the sacred feminine and sacred marriage and the sacred union, the alchemy of love with Anya Sophia, and we're going to be diving in and talking about her book as well. She was traveling and not near good internet connection or any internet connection at all. I guess it went out. So that happens. We get that a lot, especially, like I think I said last show, with people that are overseas. Either a time difference thing that happens, or it's the internet is down. And we even had somebody want to call in from Topanga, which is, you know, near me, and it's in Southern California, and it can be very spotty as well. And it was a heck of a thing. Gosh, I could do stories of internet connections. Internet connections. I'm thinking now of other guests. Where they were outside, their board, their meeting went over too long, or their book signing tour went over too long. And one, I think, was at Agape. There was no something was going on, and they had to find a quiet place, and they had to keep moving from spot to spot. And if they moved too far to the left or right or whatever, the connection went out. And, you know, and some people like to move when they talk. I do. And it's funny, when I had my TV show, you can't do that. Radio, I can do that. Even, you know, of course, I do it out of my studio, my home. But I was on regular radio before, and you can, you know, stand up. You know, you can't walk as much as you can in, you know, your own studio or office. But you can stand up or move around. And especially when I start channeling, if I'm tuning in for people or doing a meditation, I do, you know, tend to need to move around. And when I do the soul path, the teleworkshops, a lot of times, boy, we're so expanded out that I do need to move. You know, I can just feel everybody. And it's just a wave of energy. By the way, I had a client request. I always kind of go by request. I'm kind of like a DJ that way. You know, you get a lot of requests or certain requests for something, and then I'll do it. To teach a workshop on pranic healing and bioenergy alignment, which is a different type of energy healing. And I will be doing that. It's going to be Memorial Day, so it'll be Saturday, May 28th. So this, the end of this month, at 3:00. I think it's a 2.5 or 3 hour intro, and we'll do a lot of subtle energy exercises and processes, and then teach how to tap into the pranic energy. What is pranic? We'll go over what prana is, how to know that you're tapping in, and how to use this energy. So, and we'll do directional and non-directional healing. And I will be doing another part. I don't know if it'll be June or July, where I'm going to get into the subtle anatomy of the chakra system and the pranic healing. So definitely similar to Reiki, any of this energy that you're tapping into. But I also will show how to do distant healing, as well as what we call directional, where you're directing the energy, the light energy, and non-directional, where it's just flowing through you and you're letting it come over, and as well as connecting with your healing guides. And I've just been called to do a lot more workshops. I love, you know, I didn't do them for a while. I was doing monthly and sometimes twice a month. And then I was doing retreats, long-term retreats at a retreat center, Las Brisas Retreat Center. And I think we did 4 days. We even did a 5-day, we did Friday to Monday. And then a couple times we did, I think, a Thursday to Monday thing. And that was every 3 months, I think. Did it kind of frequently, and then we did it like every, you know, 6 months, 4 to 6 months. And I did that for a few years. And we had, I mean, great groups, you know, 20, 30 people. I think one time we had 40, 45, something like that. This pranic healing workshop, though, I am keeping it very small. This one will be in person. I will do another one that will be teleworkshop, but it'll be more with a chakra balancing, you know, meditation. I'm really pushing for people to connect more through the subtle energy, to tap into that part of themselves and understand it more, and how to, again, use it, direct it, understand the qualities of the frequencies and light that are used. And so if that's something that you're interested in doing, if you go, oh my God, that sounds perfect, it'll be a wonderful healing day. We have a nice, again, it'll be a small group. It'll be in Santa Monica. And you can just email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com or awakeningsradio@gmail.com, either of those. Also info@selfandlight.com, any of those, and I'll put you on the list. It's right now, it's at Eventbrite, and there'll be, you know, information going out again. Again, that'll be Saturday, May 28th, if you're listening to that. Let's see, Tamara's putting, I've learned that I'm a strong auditory learner or receiver. Yes, me as well. I do, well, I kind of do both. But I'm very visual. I write. In fact, a lot of my courses, especially when I had to study anatomy and physiology for physiotherapy and massage therapy in England, I found working with color, and I even used aromatherapy. So, Christopher, someday I hope to do it in person with you, Michelle. Yes, I would love to. I think, actually, by the way, we are having someone that's coming from, I don't know if it's New Zealand or Australia, but a listener that emailed and is going to happen to be in town. Yeah, the pranic healing, it's amazing. Will the workshop be over the phone? Okay, the workshop, this one will be in person. And again, that's Saturday, May 28th. And just I've been wanting, yeah, let's see. If I'm missing, you would be loving to learn this. Ah, you'll love it. You'll love it. It's quite amazing, and it's something you can do on yourself. And again, it's interesting because you can use directional, non-directional, what we call directional healing, non-directional healing, and you know, distant, and also in person. And I've been working by phone for so long that my switchboard just kind of got wonky. I'll be getting to you callers. And I actually love working by phone a lot, and I love doing my teleworkshops. And I love the Skype as well. I love all the meetings. I guess I just open up so I see and feel everybody, and I'm able to remote view that was remote viewing before they called it remote viewing. They, you know, that kind of came later. I just opened a to open the channel. So, and being able to see people, I never forget, I had a client in Aspen, and I remember the first time I read for her, I saw all these balloons, and I was like, and I kept seeing polka dots. You know, I said, I just see you in this polka dot, pink and white polka dot top. She goes, oh my God, I always wore polka dots, and I have pink and white polka dots out right now. And she had a gift store, and she had a bunch of balloons, and she was doing the reading in her store. I was seeing all these bright colored balloons around. I think one of the better ones is when I was channeling this for this woman, and her ex-fiance came through. And we didn't know he was going to come through. We were doing a different type of psychic reading. But sometimes I know that I'm going to be channeling somebody from the other side. Other times I don't. You know, it's just, it's a different type of reading and they come through. And he came in he showed himself in a kind of traditional, like I would call bowling outfit, you know, the kind of loose fitting shirt, and all these awards behind him, all these awards for bowling. And I'm like, I remember saying, okay, right now there's somebody on the other side. This might sound odd, but they're in a room with all these, it looks like bowling trophies and placards behind them. And he has a bowling shirt on. And she started laughing, and that was her first love. And he died tragically in a car accident. And very, you know, long-term relationship that they got engaged, but the marriage never happened because he went to the other side. But I love that. And she said, well, why would he show up like that? I said, well, very often, because on the other side, we don't have bodies, you know, but spirit is able, or when we're in spiritual form, we're able to reflect an image similar to, you know, if you've ever seen the hologram at Disneyland, one way you look at it, there's nothing, or you just see a figment of light. And then another way you can see an outline and maybe an outfit. So what they will do and what we will do, because we're both receiver and giver, is psychically or subconsciously, we project an image that we will relate to or understand. So, you know, usually when I'm doing a reading, I will get someone saying, you know, either saying something that about a place, or, you know, it could be anything, jewelry, an outfit, a time, or reflecting something like that, because there was no mistaking it. And she said he loved to bowl. He bowled every weekend. He was, a very, whatever you call it, really good bowler. And, semi-professional amateur, but he won money, and obviously he won trophies. And so, you know, by that being projected, let her know that, you know, I'm the real deal, and it is him, and he's here to say hi, you know. Oh, wonderful day. So let's see. Why don't we just jump in and get to callers? How about that? How about that, everybody? Since my switchboard is going kind of wonky. Okay, we've got here, let's do, 201-321, you're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Lynn, Erica's mom.
Who is it?
How are you?
Say it again.
It's Lynn.
Hi.
My name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn, welcome.
Okay. Hi, thank you. It's been a long time. I love listening to you. I just listened to one of your old podcasts yesterday. I just absolutely love it. You know, you brought up something that I've been wondering about, and how I connect with people who have guidance for me along my spiritual learning and ascension, and they seem to always be distant, far away. One is in Brisbane, Australia. One is actually coming to stay at my house. She's from Ohio. So I'm finally getting to meet one of them. I did find a workshop nearby my home. Called Mystic World. And, you know, I'm trusting my feelings. I'm learning to do that more and have discernment. But gee, I'd love to find a place that really felt like home. Sometimes that place does, and sometimes it doesn't. But I'd love to, so when you bring up the idea of going to your workshop, oh, my goodness, where I love to go. Anything you're teaching. But I live on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, Lynn, and Tamara's saying, nice to hear your voice again, Lynn.
Oh, thank
Here's
you.
Here's the thing, and this started to happen, I would say, about the mid-90s. Because I have, you know, I have very, very, very good friends. In fact, some of my very, 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 very good friends are not near me. You know, they're either an hour away and some are more, you know, more than an hour away. Some are, you know, in another state altogether. There's a movement to have community in a, you know, in IRL, in real life, not virtual. But to me, it's all real, and that's what everybody will realize. But I would say about the mid-90s, the pull or the direction went to be more towards interconnecting through the subtle energy. That's why it's so important that we're all interconnected no matter where we are or who we're with, that we have this community worldwide. And you can see right around that time, the internet started blossoming, you know?
Yes.
And I ran into this at this time because I was hired by quite a few people that, you know, different people and companies that wanted to found like huge, you know, spiritual centers or multidisciplinary, centers like we had, I guess, like in the 70s, but they were really prolific in the 80s. And especially for chiropractors, you know, you'd have the chiropractor, the, massage therapist, you'd have the acupuncturist, all there. In fact, I worked in a center like that doing hypnotherapy and counseling. But the movement has been away from that so that we get used to non-physicality. And that's one of the reasons that when I do my workshops, I try to do in person, as well as you know connecting via Skype or some kind of other you know medium. Right now it's Skype, or I do the teleworkshop where I'm really teaching people how to feel each other and connect into the subtle energy. So it's as we're connecting more on a soul level, the soul alignment is we connect more via our light body, which means we're less in the denser frequencies. So it's a part of getting to use that. Now, in saying that, Lynn, another aspect of that will be coming together in small groups. That's the way, that's kind of the way of the soul traveler, is smaller groups within a home, more informal, more neighborhoody. Yeah, so you will have that again. You will find that. If right now it's a little more virtual, or like you're connecting with us, you know, via the phone here, that's so that you know, in a sense, no matter where you go, there will be people. There are people there. There is that connecting. So that might be, you know, a part of your learning right now, or your emphasis in your learning right now. But it'll change. You'll get back to the part where you are. Connecting more, you know, with some smaller groups, you know, and it could be too a call to start your own, you know, maybe your own meditation group with some friends, you know, that's another piece of it too.
You never think you're ready for that, you know, it's true.
Oh, you're always ready. Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to take one and trust. Well, I do.
Yeah,
I
well,
am
and
very,
it can be
very,
something
very
so
grateful.
Yeah, you know, it can be something that is just really informal, too, you know.
Right.
That's another, you know. We had at one point, and we had quite a few listeners that have done this. I don't know how many now, but over the years, we had people that were emailing me saying, I hope you don't mind, I want to start an awakenings group in my city, my town. And I was like, oh, my God, yeah, and make it what you want. You know, you're supporting. They said, yeah, we listened to your program, we listened to your show, or it was one person that was listening and then saying, I want to, you know, help people in this and answer some of the questions or tell them about you or some of the things that I've learned. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. You know, so, you know, any platform or teacher, you know, let that be your inspiration, and you're always ready. If you're feeling that there's a need, that you want something, chances are other people will as well.
I love that.
Okay?
I love my connections. I'm very, very grateful for them. It's awesome when you connect with somebody and you resonate, and they're in Brisbane, Australia, and it's just an awesome thing. It makes the world come to your heart. But, you know,
yes.
I also, I like the other side of it. Like when you say that you're doing this healing workshop, and oh,
yes.
Man, I would be there in a heartbeat. I'd be there in a heartbeat. I would. And I
well, maybe
like
you will at some point. Yeah, good.
True.
Good,
if
good,
I say
good.
It, maybe I'll bring it to me.
That's right.
So I
absolutely.
Place,
you'll either bring it to you, create, oh, believe me, I've done that, you know, with places that I've wanted. And I said, oh, we need this in the neighborhood. Where is this? And then it opens, you know. And I'm like, I called this in, you know, me with some other people
right.
as well.
Right.
All right, Lynn, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Good
well,
to hear
thank
your voice.
You so much. I'll be listening. I'm so glad that I was able to attend today.
Yes, me too. Bye. Wonderful. Hi, 325-456, you're on Awakenings. Hello. Come back to you. 325-456, you're on air.
Hi there.
Okay. Oh. Hi. What's your first name?
Hi. Laura.
Hi. Hi, Laura. Hi. What's your question?
Oh, I was wanting to know my situation with my new found, I think, love.
Love. Okay. And what do you want to know about the situation? Where it's going?
Yeah.
Seems very new. Very, very new. Okay, let's see. Boyfriend. Found situation. It's so new. It's saying right now to go with the flow. It feels like there's a comfort there, kind of like a past life, or, you know, I've known this person before. I feel so comfortable.
Yeah.
I do see you go. Have you, there's some occasions coming up, some events or something, I feel, that you're going to be going to with him. He's very social. I get a lot of social activity. If not, there's going to be.
Yes,
hello?
I know he has female. I know he has female friends, and that is an issue for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the past, right? Yeah, that's why I guess it's saying going with the flow. Wait, yeah. What's the perspective to take in dating him? It's saying kind of, you know, more facts are needed. It's so new. I don't know if this is. Get me the first name. I don't know if I would say this is the one. I'm not sure. I feel like he's an opener. I do feel you going out quite a bit. Did you meet him out socially?
Online.
Online. Okay, but it's okay. Is he near you? Okay, very near. Okay, that's why. Okay, so I do see you going out. He does play a little of this hide and seek, though. I don't know if you've seen that already. Let's see. Have you seen? You're not sure. You're gonna know more in June. There's gonna be a talk in June. I feel sometimes he can kind of, and I don't know what if he gets busy and he kind of gets out of out of communication a bit. Is that what's concerning you?
He communicates with me all day long. It's the, I'm just not sure of
the other women.
What to think of it. Uh-huh.
Of the communication. Well, but see, it's so new.
Of the other women.
The other women. Yeah, it's so new. I do see what's coming up in June where the what's going to happen is he's not going to be as communicative throughout the day like he is. And that's what's going to get you starting to wonder. It's showing a hide and seek. So he'll be sort of available and then not or text you and then you don't hear from him and it's going to kind of get you wondering. I would take it slow with him personally. I feel like there's a lot of other women, and I feel like he has been juggling. I don't want to say that he's doing that now, but it's definitely saying to use your intuition and take it slowly.
Well,
he's
already told me he loved me. He's already told me he loved me, and I was the only one.
Uh-huh. And how long have you been dating him?
A month.
Yeah. Okay. Take it. Trust your intuition. Take it slowly. Love takes a long time to get infatuated. Well, no, I think you're getting a message that when someone says, I mean, there's love. I love you as a brother or sister. I love you as a fellow traveler on the path. But the love, to really love somebody takes a long time. It's through thick and thin. There's an unfolding. There's a care about each other's spiritual path. You know, there's a lot that goes into love, you know. It's Tamara's putting too much too soon. Yeah, it's a lot. That's why, see, when people come on, especially guys, when they come on this quickly, you have to know they're going to back off. They're going to, it's just human nature. They're going to pull back to regroup. So I'm just saying take it slowly so when that happens, you're not totally thrown off guard into uncertainty. Like, what's going on? Is he with somebody else? What's happening? You know, you've got to monitor it. You've got to monitor it. But I feel like you're getting some gut feelings, and I think you need to listen to those feelings.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Keep connected. You're welcome. Okay. Listen to your intuition. Hi, 323-638. You're on Awakening. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle. This is Angela.
Hey, Angela. Hi.
Hey. Hi.
How is it going?
Of interesting stuff going on with my life. Yesterday I discovered, like, I think some of it is disturbing, but some of it's good. I mean, I think the changes are ultimately good, but like yesterday I discovered that, you know, the Facebook scammers, they created a fake profile with two of my profile pictures and a name that's extremely close to mine. And it seems like they might have some different fake profiles that I'm not the only person they are faking the identity of online. And they had been posting fake rooms for rent ads in different Facebook groups because I did a name search under that fake profile's name, which is really similar to mine. And yesterday, like, I know this because yesterday someone contacted me about my supposed rooms for rent, and I told her it was a fake and a scam. And she sent me all the info and the name for the bank wire transfer account at both banks. They have the same person's name, but not the fake profile name. So I'm wondering if this person, her initials are MB, is one of the scammers. I mean, her name is connected to both bank wire accounts. And because I could call both banks and have another witness to the scam. Or should I revisit DMV and have them reissue me a new driver's license number?
As you were talking, I kept seeing your. And I was going to ask you, did they take your driver's license?
Yes,
I would go to the DMV. Okay, that's why. Yes, definitely nip it in the bud. Go, because I kept seeing a huge driver's license with your picture on it. It in the bud, tell the DMV what happened and have them reissue you a license and make that, and have that one will become flagged. Otherwise, I don't think you're going to be able to undo it. And I think that this person knows that. For some reason, I get multiple people around this, by the way. I don't know if this is a scam that a few of them are doing, you know, and talking about it. This is a great way to. Right, this is a great way to do. And I do feel female. Although there's one guy, so I don't know, there's a boyfriend around the situation also. But I'm seeing a group of them. I don't see just one lone person.
Okay.
Did they buy a stuff? Or maybe not from
I
you.
Think
did they buy?
I am not sure if they used my name because I actually froze my credit They don't have my social security number. They just have the driver's license photo. And
this group, I feel that there's also, they do stuff with credit cards. So they've been buying stuff, whether it's from you or someone else. In other words, you're not the only person that they've done this to. So I would definitely nip it in the bud with the driver's license. That was the big visual image spirit was giving me. And so you just told me why. Yeah.
Okay.
So just nip it in the bud. Yeah. With that. And flag him because they will use it again. And if you do that, they'll flag it as fraudulent, and it'll be much easier to catch them than you trying to hold on to the number.
Okay.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Or in state?
I don't know. I don't know why I keep getting California. That could be where you're at, but I'm also getting kind of, I don't know, La Habra or Orange County Harbor or something. I don't know. I'm getting kind of – so it's a group.
Okay.
Angela, good luck. Change the license. Change the license. I got to go on because there's so many callers. All right. You're so welcome.
Okay.
Much peace.
Thank you.
Okay. We've got a lot of callers today, so I'm going to try to get everybody in. 530-570, you're on Awakenings with Michelle Mache.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Jennifer from up north, Northern California.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for being on air today.
Ooh, well, thank you. Oh, I'm loving it. I need it. Today, it's just, I don't know, I've been on fire. I've been doing a lot of deeper work, so my little psychic tuner is so tuned in. I was like, I can't wait to connect with everybody. And, of course, there's lots of readings to do, so that makes me happy. Happier.
I needed your fire today. So thank you.
You do? Good, good, good. Okay, Jennifer, what can we do for you? How can I help you?
Well, a lot's been going on for me in the last couple months. And some of my personal issues, you know, have become pretty close in my face. And I'm wondering if you could suggest how I can let those go. Like, I want them to just go away magically, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But,
everyone does. If you find the way that they just disappears in one swoop, let us know.
I will. I'm working on it, but I'm walking through it right now, and I'm working on a degree in social work, and it's been really challenging for me financially, and I just want to see if maybe, you know, I'm on the right path, if maybe I'm missing a message with all this drama that's been going on for the last couple months, maybe Spirit's trying to redirect me. I don't know.
Okay, stopping you there, because there's just been a lot of, you know, worldly, universal energy drama, okay? It's a lot for everybody right now. So just because if we're a lot of times on our path, we will get into patches where there's a lot of testing or a lot of drama or old issues coming up, all of that or one of those. And it doesn't always mean we're on the wrong path. Because believe me, I've been on a path of blissville where nothing happens, and then all of a sudden you hit this patch, and like, what happened? I have to really use my tools now. So that's just part of the earth plane. I feel for you, it's the perseverance to stick with something and be okay that when it gets challenging, and not to judge it as bad, or that you're, you know, not there yet, or something's wrong with you, or, you know, why am I going through this again? There has been energetically, and you can even see this astrologically, the aspects have been such that we are dredging up. We're dredging, we're in a new level of just dredging up old wounding to heal it, you know. Yeah, so that's happening for so many people. And then you have to also know that it's happening for so many people that don't know why it's happening, and they don't have tools, you know, or they don't call into a program like this or other programs. You know, they don't have you know, soul path buddies. They just are acting out. So there's a lot of general acting out anyway. There's a lot of uncertainty. We also are in a gateway portal of light that we, you know, just went into. So there's an intensification of energy. You know, and I talked about this since 2009, we're moving into a major focus of right relationship and right livelihood. So even you asking the question, is this the right thing for me? It's the soul saying, look, we need to find, you know, you need to connect with what is you, what's truly you, what's right for you individually. And we do that through knowing ourselves. So we've been cleaning out the astral plane. You know, we've been looking at the blueprint on the, you know, Akashic, the Akashic record of, you know, events and destiny and, you know, connecting. What connects us most to our soul is emotional repatterning or healing. When we, I don't want to say, it's not get rid of the wounding. It's to just, you know, desensitize it a bit. So we get to the wounding that we have more love for ourselves, more compassion, more understanding, and then it's easier to understand and have compassion for others. Because in your wounding are your gifts. That is what will make you a good therapist, a good listener, a good a helper, okay. Transformer, you know? So, yeah, you're on the right track. It's just the fact that your wounding is coming up is showing that you're, you know, growing. Yeah?
Okay.
So keep to it. Make sure you take some little breaks. I think that's one thing that all of us, you know, light workers need to do more. Light, you know, healers, light bearers, star seeds, is, you know, just take time to just play, have fun, to take a break, knowing that you are doing good work.
Okay.
All right, Jennifer. Keep listening.
Okay.
Keep us posted. Big hug.
Thanks, Michelle.
Bye. Hi, 812-621. You're on Awakenings.
Hello.
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 You're on Awakenings with Michelle Mache. Can you hear me? Hello.
Hello.
My sound engineer's in the chat. Can they tell me, can you hear my sound?
Hello.
821, you're on. I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, you probably have your, you need to turn your radio down. You need to turn the podcast down, the recording, because you're hearing delay. I'll come back to you. Hi, 832-335, you're on Awakenings.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. What's your first name?
Hi. My name is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Welcome. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I had a question kind of about my relationship. I'm currently in college.
Okay.
And in a long-distance relationship. And I'm just kind of wondering, like, you know, how that's going to pan out in the future and the summer and things of that nature.
Okay. And what's the person's name?
Glenn.
Okay. Well, it does show you in good communication. There's a good balance there. There is. Is he also in school?
Yes, he's in school. He was just in college, but he's actually going back to our hometown, so he's switching colleges.
Oh, okay, because I'm seeing wherever, either your campus or his is very green, and I feel a lot of greenery and like knolls, grassy knolls, you know, little hills. Okay, it does show him staying. He's going back to school, right?
Yes, but he's not going to be at the same college, so he's going to be transferred.
Right, but he is going back. Yeah, because I see you both in school and still in the relationship. Okay, yeah, I'm seeing you guys still dating, and it does show. Now, you're still going to be long distance, though, right?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering.
Yeah, yeah, you are. It shows that. It still shows a long distance.
Yeah.
you're going to wonder what to do. I think you'll see him through the summer. I don't know. You're going to wonder what to do, Amanda, because it still shows long distance.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. It shows
a little off. Like,
you
I
want somebody snuggly close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it light. Do what you're doing, but I see somebody in person for you. I see. I don't know why he's keeping the long distance, but he's very focused in his studies. You know, I feel a good student. But it shows the long distance connecting, and then I see you kind of June a little, and then I would say July, August. By the end of summer, I feel you thinking, I don't know if I want to still do this anymore. And what I'm hearing, you're already even saying that. So. Yeah, you want somebody closer is what I'm hearing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just write it out. Let it be. You know, things like this, they'll either round in closer or round out. You know, right now you're wanting to do something. Just let it see where it goes because, you know, he's going to be in transition, moving, and then going to school. I just see him very focused on his schooling. To be quite frank.
Right.
Yeah. But I do see you seeing each other through the summer. I do see you guys seeing each other. I just think the choices, there's going to be some choice around for you and some talks around this long distance thing. I think it's starting to wear on you a bit.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
But enjoy it now, and keep your focus is you. Your main focus is you, and you know, enjoy what you guys have.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
you. Mhm. Hi, 678-467. You're on Awakenings with Michelle Mache. Welcome.
Hi. How are you? It's Kathy from
Orlando. I'm doing great. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I had a question concerning a job. I had an interview April 22nd. Thought it went well. I haven't heard from them, but they did kind of allude to the fact that it takes a moment to get people hired. So,
Well, and Tamara, who's very intuitive in the chat, says, congratulations, Kathy. Yeah, I see a job coming through, but it does show that it's taking a bit more time. I don't know if that's second interview or just the time for them to call you in. But I would look for it. It's 2 to 3. It's a while. 2 to 3. I could be more June, mid-June.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you already waited 2 weeks? That job or something better? That's so true, Tim.
It's 2 weeks and 3 days specifically. I'm looking at the calendar. So, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't have to go back. I met with 4 people from the beginning, everybody that I needed to meet with. And I know it's open. It was on the job board yesterday still, so.
Yeah, they haven't found. Does this job, is there a warehouse or something like that connected to it? Are there some people in uniforms? And you're working front up. There's nothing like a, I don't know what it is, a transportation or something. There might be something else. And I'm seeing you, you're doing office, right? Front office?
I'm a finance manager, accounting manager, controller, director, so accounting, corporate, office deal.
Okay, so more, okay, office-y. I'm seeing something in the back that I feel like they're receiving parcels or big shipments of some sort. And I'm seeing like a larger,
Oh, no, go ahead.
Pardon me? No, go ahead.
Oh no, they fix ATM machines and do software for ATM machines and stuff like that.
Okay, do they have those on the premises in the back?
Not to my knowledge, because it's a corporate office.
Okay, then it might be something else, unless because I see you in the front office and I see some in the back. There's some kind of delivery of some sort. I can see trucks in the back. So if they're doing more software, whether Tamara said this job or something better, it does show a job coming in for you. I would say the next, I don't know, 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something I feel more, yeah, mid June. Yeah. Yeah. Let us know. Keep us posted.
Okay. Thank you.
Much peace. You're welcome. Okay. We're winding round here. Let's see and see if our guest is coming. We do have her back. 347-339. You're on Awakenings with Michelle Mache.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What's your first name?
Hi. Fatima.
Fatima?
Yeah, it's Latima.
Yeah, what? Latima. Hi, Latima. What's your question?
I'm talking to this guy, and I'm just trying to see if this guy is, like, the right one. I want to know if, like, if he's still dealing with an ex of his, or do I have his full attention?
Okay.
Because I'm, like, kind of confused
okay.
with it.
What's confusing?
I think he's into me, but I also think that
he's
also
not done emotionally. That's what you're picking. Yeah. He's not done with somebody emotionally, it's showing. So then what I do is I ask, what's the best perspective that you should take? And it shows be positive and hopeful, but also a little bit more emotionally detached. You know, one thing I'm getting from a lot of the callers today is that, you know, we are here. People say, oh, you know, don't be detached, you know, don't be attached. Don't be, you know, but we are here to be bonded with people. And attachment, in fact, psychologically, there is, you know, attachment is something we're meant to attach. But how do we attach to someone? How do we connect with someone, interconnected, but not forget about ourselves or where we're at, or what I call spiritual discernment, seeing where the person is really at, not where they say they are, hope to be, want to be, or where we want them to be. I feel your intuition is saying he's not done. There's two women around him. There's one that he's kind of chatty friends with. There's a vibe. There's a kind of attraction vibe, but it's more just friendly. And there's a woman in the past that he still has emotional. They were back and forth, I feel. And then there's you that you're more the main one, but you're feeling something's not done and there's something unclear about this other woman, this other friend. So what I would say in this case is, you have to set the boundary in your mind of what you will do or not do, because he's not totally available yet. He's not totally present. He's not totally clear, and that's what you're picking up.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up.
You see that? Yeah. Yeah, you're picking that up. So I just want to validate that your intuition is right on. It's correct. Does that mean don't see him? No, but it just means you have to have different expectations and different boundaries at this moment about the relationship. You know, he can heal from the other one. He can grow into being present, but not if we don't require, you know, the person that we're dating or interested in to do that. You have to require them to show up how you want them to show up. So that's your lesson right now, is to trust yourself, trust what you're getting.
Oh, okay.
Do you see this
going forward,
or
you don't see it going anywhere?
Well, I see, this is the thing sometimes with relationships. It's not just, and when they're really new, like so far the people that I've been reading for today, I haven't seen any this is the one for sure. I see a lot of could be, and it's dependent also on the other person. So remember, our destiny is not just dependent on us. It's dependent on that other person. Even if it's meant to be, you know, I've seen plenty of twin flames get together, but if you don't work it out and the other person doesn't work it out and you're growing, you will no longer have enough resonance. I feel you guys are in about a 3-4 month cycle. If this can't be bridged, you won't trust him enough, because that's what's coming through. So it's really about you right now. It's not, it's about what you want. and having, like I said, that inner boundary, okay? Because he's not done mm-hmm. with the other one. And I don't know why he has this yeah. other kind of, you know, people do that. Sometimes people get hurt, and especially men, there's a gender issue with this. You know, women do it too, but it is more of a male thing. They need validation. So sometimes when they feel they've been hurt, you know, they're licking their wounds. They have a couple around that make them feel, you know, comfortable or confident. And basically what it is, spiritually, they don't have their spiritual center. So that's why we say to people, use your spiritual tools. You get connected to yourself, strong in your life, Latima, still open and flexible, mm-hmm. soft, but get to connect to your own spiritual center so that you're not taking mm-hmm. it personally when somebody is needing validation from another woman. It's not about you. And that he hasn't healed from the other woman has nothing to do with you. He just, I feel they were back and forth a lot, and it's just, it's still fresh for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So do you see me talking to anyone else besides him? Like, do you see me, like, moving on?
I do. I don't know if what I'm picking up is Mars going direct in June, but I'm seeing with a lot of callers, and those of you, I miss you, I feel things mm-hmm. are going to open up. I feel right now is not the time to make major decisions about in relationship because things are working out. Focus on yourself, mm-hmm. your life, your creativity, your soul expression, your spiritual tools, your healing. But I feel a lot of clarity is going to come around mid-June. Starting there, I would say June, July, you know, people are going to be saying, hey, this is what I need, this is what I want. You know, or naturally distancing from certain situations. But I'm not seeing that right now. Right now, everybody, we're really in the muck. There's a lot of, you know, astrological influences right now that are causing this kind of questioning, this theme that we've been on to come up. And so you have to just be with it for a bit. Like I said, take some, you know, breaks mm-hmm. from it. But know that, you know, when anytime you're in a relationship, it's not just about you. It's also about the other person and their spiritual growth and how, you know, their consciousness as well. So they have
yeah.
free will choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So long question is you're not really going to know till then, but you kind of know already. It's, you're getting the message from your higher self, your intuitive awareness, your inner wisdom, the goddess within saying, maybe I better just not jump in both feet. You know, maybe I better, you know, in my mind have a different boundary. See, you're already
yeah,
getting
the message.
Yeah,
that's what I've been saying to myself. Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so I'm just here to confirm you. Follow through
yeah.
on that for yourself. Okay, keep us posted. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's that time for the second half of the program. If I did not, let's see, I don't see the Skype. Aha. I hope it didn't happen again. Let's see. Anya Sophia, so I don't see a Skype caller. Let me see. Okay, well, I'm going to keep doing callers. I'm going to see if Anya is calling in. And let's see. I love live radio. If I don't get to you, though, we do the reading portion, answering calls, you know, for the first half of the program, which is somewhere between 12:45 to 12:55, depending on how many people we have. And I'm just seeing what the number is here for Anya. Let's see, 33076. Okay, well, calling from Skype, so maybe she will call back in. I was told she would be calling in for sure. Okay, well, let's just go to the next caller then. How is that? Let's see what's happening here. My switchboard has actually just got kind of wonky. Okay, so let's get to, we've got, and I'll just see if she calls in. Let's see. Okay, 812. There we go, back to 812-621. You're on Awakenings.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Suzanne.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
What's your question? Hi.
I need to know what's going to happen with Chrysler.
Okay. And what? In what way? I mean, that's a big, big question.
Health.
What's going to happen and what? Okay. Okay. All right. Now, who is this? Is this someone you're going out with?
No. He's a
family friend. Oh, just a friend, though. Okay, okay.
He might as well be a son, but he's a family friend.
My family friend. Okay. Who has the little baby? Does he have a baby also? There's an infant around.
No.
Infant flu. Not you? Okay. Let's see what's coming up for Christopher and his health. Ooh. Well, I am seeing hospitalization. Has he been in and out and had tests?
Yeah. The test came back yesterday.
Yeah. So I do see treatment, and I feel he'll ultimately be okay, but I do see long-term treatment, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I do see in the hospital again.
Okay, well, he starts chemo tomorrow.
Yeah, I was gonna say cancer. Yeah.
Okay,
well, then they're going to be kind of aggressive. But I do see, I don't see just the chemo. I do see hospitals stay. So there could even be surgery is what I'm hearing.
But
he's
going to
have a bit of a,
okay.
Yeah, I do see him pulling through, but it does show him having a bit of a battle with this. So he does have a bit of a fight coming on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so young.
All right. Well, I'll put him in my healing circle. Yeah, he is. But it shows you guys really close. It's a really close relationship. Are you? Yeah.
Like I said, he's more like a son.
Okay.
I wanted him to get with either Augusta or Carlene, but they were too much
sister. Oh, that's why. Because I do see that does show some kind of more relationship, but it does show you guys really close. Now, do any of them have a little baby?
Augusta has a 2-year-old as the youngest. I'm in charge of him.
Okay, that might be the little one that I'm seeing around then.
Well, he's got a girlfriend. Maybe they're going to have one.
Mm-hmm. They might. They might, because I see a little one, but I also see an infant that was coming around him.
Well, maybe CJ's will get pregnant soon. Carlene.
Yeah, it's not too far off is what I'm seeing.
Oh.
All right, Suzanne, I'm going to move to the next. I'm waiting for our guest to come on air, and I don't see her number. I just heard in the chat she was in the chat a minute ago. But I don't see her there. Okay. All right. Call back in. All right. Thank you.
Right.
Much peace.
Ma'am.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I'm not seeing a Skype number. I can't believe this again. Okay. Well, we'll go with the flu. Let's see what we do here. Oh, 818-307. You're on Awakenings. Hello. 818-307. You're on air. Okay, got their little hand up. 832-922, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Who's this? Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What's your question?
You're so welcome. I had a question about my summer plans. There's a lot of decisions that I have to make as far as whether or not I'm going to do summer school or I'm going to do an internship. There's an internship offer that I got in California, and I'm kind of, like, on the fence about it, on whether I should pursue it or not.
Okay.
So I was just wondering what I should do.
Okay, let's look at that.
Now, are you feeling you need a break?
I'm actually feeling like I should be doing something. Because as far as what I'm doing in school right now, I don't feel like it's creative enough. And I'm trying to do other outlets.
Well, another see, that might be what I'm getting, another opportunity. But I do feel you need, you know, it's funny because I, at the, throughout the program, I'm saying people need to take a break, you know, all this intense energy. Anytime you're doing a lot of, you know, study, you know, inner work, you need to take a break. You know, you need to take, so I do feel you doing the internship, and it may just be that you take, have another outlet or you take, you know, a break with what you're, just to kind of break it up a bit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think that that could be a possibility just because I'm supposed to do summer school too, so maybe it is kind of like a lot going from like school to summer school to an internship,
Mm-hmm. Well, but what else could you do to balance it out, to have some creativity, to have a little bit of downtime? Because, see, I do feel on one level you're in a focus where you want to get a lot done. You feel like you've been, you know, kind of waiting around to kind of get started, so to speak. So that's weighing on you. But I, what I feel is don't be so single-minded that you're not able to do something else, right? Just because you're doing study doesn't mean that you can't not just have play, but doing something creative or a different type of group. You know, I agree with you, other outlets, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I'm wondering, like, as far as, like, what group I should do, because I'm usually, well, I've always been into, like, music and writing and singing, and I feel like I've kind of neglected that. And also,
well,
just, like,
go.
What kind of groups should I be, like, should I be into?
All of that. just let, you know, let yourself follow what your guidance wants you to do. Follow that inner guidance. You know, those, because I feel you need something more self-expressive. I mean, whether it's singing, a dance class, you know, you could even be meeting with a friend to do that or another group. But, yeah, you need something that's just, you know, and actually I would say a little bit more right brain focused, where it's a little bit more diffuse, creative, not so structured. You know, even even some, you know, hiking, you know, dancing would be good, you know, going out, having a nice time, laughing with friends, you know, listening to music, going to poetry, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's part of the soul, you know, loves learning new things, but also likes just play, spirit of play.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And do you see me finding more people that I would be able to do that with?
Yeah, but it's first about you doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's a theme here today, you know, it's us stepping out, whether it's starting a group or extending out from a relationship, you know, anything that we feel, because we're not going to get everything from every activity or every course or every person, you know, or every relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us to extend out and kind of explore. That's not only part of our healing and empowerment, but it's part of our soul's expression. So I feel for you, the extending out will be really healing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Really healing.
Okay.
Okay.
So just as far as extending out and doing things a little less structured.
Just on your own. Yeah, a little less structured. Yeah. Absolutely. A little less structured.
Okay.
Make sure
that
you have
sense.
Some unstructured time. Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm.
Keep us posted on how you're doing.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Much peace.
Thank
you. You're welcome. Okay, we had somebody call. Let's see. Divine Mystic, are you? Okay. Trying you now. You got muted, you said. 818-307, welcome to the program.
Hi, Michelle. It's Gail.
Hey, Gail. How are you doing?
I'm good. Somehow I think I got a virus right when I signed into your show, not from you. I think it was probably from Facebook, so I can't follow as well online right now.
Oh,
but
no.
Yeah, my question to you is, you know, I've talked to you before about my husband's trust, and all of that's been, you know, pretty finalized,
mm-hmm.
but his aunt has still not given him his shares yet, and it's been going on for months now where her little henchman keeps saying, no, next week, next week. And he called them yesterday trying to find out what was going on, and now he's saying we have to sign a buy-sell agreement before we're going to give you your shares. So I was just wondering, my God, this has just been unreal. And I was just kind of wondering what you saw with that and really what's the best view for me to take on all this.
Okay, well, that's a good one. Okay. Well, now I see why I saw it taking so long. And I remember,
oh, my God.
Him saying, how could it be that long? No, it'll be wrapped up. And no, obviously not.
They just keep dragging their feet and making one excuse after another why they can't do it. They keep telling them next week.
Right. Yep, next, okay. I feel he's on the course that he's on, whether it's the best course, it's a course, you know, or not. It, you know, remains to be seen. I feel like he was literally a real rock and a hard place. Some people say that, but it's really not. I don't feel he had good decisions either way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. So that is going to, I feel like it's just going to keep playing out how it is with him.
Because
he's not really, he's not really, this whole thing could extend beyond the summer, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's other pieces.
The trust should never have been finalized before he was given his shares. This is just crazy.
Oh, that's why. That's why. Okay. So he's not getting. Okay. That's it. So they kind of can squeeze him.
Yeah, I don't really even know what to say about it. They're just making excuses why they can't give him his shares, but I'm not really sure what it's all about.
And he doesn't want to do it that way, you see. So they're on a bit of a standoff, I feel.
He doesn't want to do it the way that they want him to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, all
I don't
they have
know
to do is just give him his 50% shares, and they just keep saying they're going to do it, but they keep saying I don't have time off to do it next week.
Okay, so they're just pushing him off then.
Right.
Let's see, why are they pushing him off? Did they not want to give him those shares? Because it shows a standoff still between them. Even when that seems to be done. Yeah, what is that in the background? I hear something strange.
Oh, I hear something too. I don't know. That's weird.
What is it?
Did it stop? I don't know. Maybe it's one of the dogs or something. I don't know. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Jeez.
Let's see here. See, there's still going to be further stuff with the work and also money. It's showing. Now, what is this? Let's see. Okay. Well, it does show that you're to speak your truth and then just let it go. So it's not definitely saying not to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I asked why this is happening. It's saying to trust your intuition. Well, that's a theme for today. And
mm-hmm.
Build rapport, build communication with him. I'm telling you, something is going to be happening where he's going to need your input or not know what to do. I don't know what exactly it is. I kind of am feeling that it's more after the summer.
Wow, this is holding everything up with everything. And I think she doesn't want to give him his shares because she just, as long as she doesn't give him his shares, she has complete control.
Oh, okay. So it's the owner, that the part owner. That's why. Okay.
Yeah. She just, and this guy that is the accountant that keeps saying that, you know, he's supposed to take care of it with the attorneys, but he keeps putting it off. And now to come back that you have to sign a buy-sell agreement, that's not even a part of getting your shares right now. That's just crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that's it. Yeah, that's why I'm seeing that. So it's the owner, not the sibling. Okay, that's why it makes sense. So that's why she's not, because she doesn't, she's really reticent on having him have that ownership.
Yeah, but
there's going to be some further stuff going on in regards to that business. It's not over.
You mean just like further battles between him and her, and her trying to have her control in her way?
Yeah.
Would it be helpful for him to get his own attorney involved in this? Because she really legally can't stop him from having his shares.
No, but she can keep delaying it, and other stuff can come up. Here's what I get with this. There's a lot, and Tamara in the chat maybe needs to know what to say to stand up to her. Well, he's going to get to a place where he has to draw it in the line in the sand of this is what it is. And right now he's been kind of more molding to her. And I feel the lesson in all of this is standing up for what he needs and wants and what's right. So until he actually does that and draws the line in the sand, which means there will be some disharmony for a while in the workplace, but that's what it's going to take to make the change.
Okay. That's what I felt.
But you're right. And you can't do it, but otherwise she's going to keep pulling stuff, you know, until he gets on there, you know, it's made to happen. See, he's trying to be nice and kind of be moldable, flexible, but that's not really working. It almost has to be, you know, hey, I hate to have this disharmony or cause this conflict, but this is what we need to. This has to be done, and I need this. There seems to be other things that he needs to be aware of too, that have to be addressed. There's a lot of loose strings, I guess, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. I don't even know what those would be, but I guess they'll present themselves.
They absolutely will.
About monies and stuff. So thank you for your help.
That's exactly it. The questions of money, that's exactly it. There's some little loose ends that are going to be pulled. All of this will happen this cycle. I don't know what's the month and day of his birth?
4/24.
Okay, because it's showing this not. I mean, it's going to be a very different next year. I can just tell you that much.
Okay.
You know, and it may get to where things you could cut them with a knife. There, you know, the energy.
With the him and his aunt.
Yep. But that's it. It has to get to that point. It's going to get to a breaking point.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Big hug. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to the next call. Well, I'm going to keep taking calls. So, Erica's mom is thinking the same, Tamara, because I don't know what happened to our guest. I saw a Skype call. Somebody said she was in the chat about 12:50. So let's see. Thank you, Tamara, also for contacting her. But I'll just keep on keeping on. So those of you that are in the queue and you did have a question or comment or reading, just press #1. Okay, we have 201-321. You're on Awakenings. Hello.
Oh.
Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hi, it's Liz.
Yes, you're on air. Hi.
I don't know
who
how.
Is it?
I was your first caller. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, and it came back. Oh, okay.
It did, but I did think of something else. That's so funny. Because I hung up, I said, gee, you know, I didn't ask about, I have a cat that passed last week, and I was told that my cat was with, they asked me if I had a baby that had passed, and I said, no, and I've been told about this little baby boy before. I've actually seen him sort of with a cherub-type face.
Let's look at that. How old? Maybe you were the infant. Maybe it wasn't for the other caller. Let me see. Or it could be for both. Because there's an infant. There's an infant and floating around. I mean, little baby. I mean, really small. Like 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
What I saw had
curly hair.
Okay.
Blue eyes.
Let me see. Okay. And this was where? When did you see him?
I just saw him in my mind's eye, and that was a while ago. And I happened to go to a fundraiser a couple of weeks ago, and a woman read for me, and I didn't even think anything of it at the time, and I just... She said, "Do you have a dog?" I said, "No, I never had a dog." She said, "I see a big animal. Maybe it's a big cat." I said, "That's mine. He just passed." She said, "He's with the baby. You had a baby that passed?" I said, "No, but I've been told there is this child." Said he was supposed to come in. I had one ectopic pregnancy.
It's two things. It's one thing that I feel it's a being that's around you that was going to come in or thinking about coming in. I was going to ask if you'd had their termination or, miscarriage or something. And he is around etherically. The other thing, though, I feel the thing that I get most is I hear a guide. It's a guide for you. So when
baby?
You think the energy, babies always, and I see this with my pregnant clients, not only greatest teachers, just like a little doggy animal beings, most children, they come in with full awareness until about age 8.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of socialized out. Some a little older. Younger, 6 to 8, but every child, whether it comes through into denser physical form, whether it takes, denser physical form or not, brings us a quality of energy that we're to connect with. And when we see a baby that was, supposed to come through, especially if they age to a certain age, like 2, 3, 6, or we see them at that, like you're seeing this little cherub, it's a call for us to connect with something within us that was going on at that time, or a quality, maybe it's this cherub openness, angelic, or wonder-eyed, awesome, exploratory, whatever it brings up in you. They hang around to give us that quality of energy, right? Because everything's energy, right? And, nothing truly ever leaves us to some degree. It just changes shape and form. So when their essence is hanging on like that and it takes that holographic form, it's for us to connect with a guide at that point, or a teacher, with the quality of energy that they have for us to connect with that. So when you think of this little cherub that you saw, what comes to mind for you?
Oh, my goodness. I lost the love. So much love, my heart ached.
Okay. Wow. So to know that you have not only have that love, but are that love, I would say if you could give it some form or expression through art or music or dance or writing or poem, but connect with that being, that energetic being now, and connect with that love and give that love the form, because this is that what we all are, in love and form, in very, varying degrees, and that will create a completion. Because not every child, you know, or being, not really children, but, you know, being, is meant to come fully in form. You know, whether it's a termination, whether it's a,
right.
you know, a miscarriage or whatever, you know, it's, they're in enough form, they don't come into denser form, but they're in enough form for what they need to experience and the energy that they need to, you know, bring the especially the mother and to some degree the people, you know, around them.
I love
that. So, yeah,
that.
Babies, you know, that's, yeah, that's, go ahead.
Yeah, because I did think that, I thought, well, gee, I thought that there was a soul contract and maybe my decisions here on Earth made it impossible for him to carry through. So I like this idea. I like this
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, not really. You know, they have more, yeah, they have more control. We don't really don't, you know, they don't. See, that's why it's so important for us all to understand the subtle energy. We have, and of course, on the Earth plane, we've all been taught to put so much on the denser physical form, you know, to be able to see it, feel it, touch it. But in truth, a being doesn't have to have a full experience or give us a full experience or connect with us does not have to take that denser physical form. And may not be what is needed, you know.
Good. Yeah, because
right?
I didn't
it's,
see it as my ectopic pregnancy having a connection to this, but it's not the first person who said that, but it just didn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. So this sounds much better.
I don't know if it was that or not, but it's been around, you know, and sometimes these beings have been around us for a long time, and they don't take physical form, even through multiple pregnancies. I've worked with people that, a little girl will come through and a little boy is there, or a little boy comes through and a little girl is there and is still there. And sometimes they think, oh, I'm going to have another baby. And sometimes they don't, but that being hangs around or, you know, kind of comes in and out, you know?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's lovely. I love having him there. I was grateful to be reminded of him again because I had forgotten about him. And it's nice to reconnect with him. And I love the idea if my cat is with him, that would be lovely. I can't tell you how much his cat drove me crazy. I never thought I'd miss him. And I can't tell you how my heart's so broken. That I
well, we all go to the same place, the all that is. We all go to the same place and to the all that is. All right, sweetie. Well, good to reconnect.
That
and I'll
fun.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Fun. Bye. Much peace. Bye. Hi. Hi, 818-850, you're on Awakening. Okay, I'm going to mute. 818-850, if you have a question or comment, but you got to turn the radio off. Hello?
Hello?
818-850? Oh, that sounds so trippy. Okay. Should I try again? We are live. Okay, guess not. What was that? Divine? Whoa, that was worse than my nails. I have no idea what was going on. Dang, I guess it just wasn't meant to hear from Anya Sophia. I know. Is that so strange? Twice now, and last time she didn't have the... I don't know if she got disconnected this time. I don't know what happened. I saw a Skype call way at the end, about 12:55. And you said Tamara said third time's a charm. Maybe. Yeah, Mercury retro. Yeah, so I wanted to hear her too, Divine Mystic. Yeah, yeah. Well, we did just go with the flow, I guess. That's, you know, we never know what the flow is. I always say it's a flow, fast or slow, up or down. It's about aligning, you know, to that, aligning to what's happening in the subtle energy. Okay, let's go to 323-456. You're on air.
Hi, Michelle. It's Paul.
It's who? To whom am I talking with?
Laura?
Hey, Laura, welcome.
Laura, hey, Laura. Hi, how are you? For a quick question before we wind out. I'm doing great. You?
I'm doing all right, but I need to know what's going on with my car.
Oh, okay. And what, let's see. Whoops. And your oh, let's see. There we go. That's better. Okay. What was going on? Okay.
And actually, I think that last call might have been associated with me, too. That was making all that noise. Weird.
Oh, I wonder how. Okay. We had.
I picked up
another one, 818. Yeah, well, maybe. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, your shift. Sometimes when we're in the middle of a major shift, we have, you know, it affects, again, I would say technology, our devices. Tamara's saying phones are wonky today. Odd sound. Yeah, wonk, wonk. Let's see. All right, Laura, let's see. Well, it's a little sticky, and you'll have to take it in. Is it not running? Is it?
I keep getting a check engine light. It goes on and goes off.
Yeah.
It's at the mechanic today.
Yeah, okay.
My car is my livelihood. And if it's going to be something so big, I have to get a new car. I have to figure out something, how to do that. So
I don't see a new car right now, but I do see it getting repaired. I do see repairs.
Okay.
Yeah, it might be a little, and it whatever it's doing, it's intermittent because I see it on, off, on, off.
Yeah, it's been doing that for a few weeks. You're right.
Okay, well, there we go. So you will get it fixed. It is a little, probably the next year or so, I think probably next year, you'll probably look at doing something else with the car, but I do see it hanging in there.
Hang in there, okay.
Yeah. I do. Okay, sweetie. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks a lot, Michelle.
Bye. You're welcome. Okay, the 818, the other 818 gets you later. Listen, if you didn't get your questions answered and you're in queue, we're out of time right now. Don't know what happened with Anya Sophia. I know she's traveling. I know last time she didn't have a connection. Apparently, Tamara said she was in the chat. But I enjoyed all of you, and I guess maybe she's here etherically. I guess we covered a lot today with relationship. There's a lot, in the next 2 to 3 months that we'll be highlighting relationship and decisions. So we'll cover that more. As always, it's great to connect with all of you today. And Tamara, thank you so much. Thank you as well. Loved spending this time with you. I do every Wednesday. Again, if you didn't get your question answered or you had a dream interpretation you wanted done or any kind of focus, we're back here next Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. It's about 12:45, 12:50. Sometimes if I'm in the middle of a reading, I won't cut the person off. But the guests have to just understand that because it's hard to do energetically rude, and their stuff gets promoted anyway. So if you have any questions, comments, guest suggestions, topic suggestions, email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to receive the monthly forecast and psychic insights, you can also email awakeningspodcast@gmail.com, and we'll get you on the list for that, as well as upcoming workshops or other programs. Just email me, and let's connect further on Facebook and Instagram, and you can also go to my site, selfandlight.com, and Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, as well as soulentrepreneurship.com. There's some tools there and resources there for you. My world of knowledge I pass on to you. It's been great, everyone. Always love connecting with all of you. Until next week, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and, of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.